Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Vav, Mishnah He. When it comes to shikha, leaving behind bundles in a field, Hachamim tell us that there's a limit to how many bundles a person can leave behind for it to be considered shikha. If a person leaves his entire field behind, are we going to say that the entire thing is shikha? No, there's a limit to how many he can leave behind, where we say that he's not allowed to go back and retrieve it. But if he left more than that limit, we would say that it's permissible for that person, for the farmer, to go back and to retrieve the bundles from the farm. And that's what the Mishnah is going to be talking about. Shnei omarim shikha u'shlosha enan shikha. If you have two bundles of forgotten grain, that's considered to be shikha. But three or more are not considered to be shikha, and the farmer is allowed to go back and retrieve them. Shnei sibure zetim veharuvin shikha u'shlosha enan shikha. When it comes to carobs and when it comes to olives, the way they would collect it from the field is first they would put them in small little piles, and then they would take those small piles and make one large pile after they would bring it in from the field. So small piles to big piles, carobs and olives would work like that. So when it comes to those smaller piles, shnei sibure zetim veharuvin shikha, one or two of those small piles of olives or carobs are considered to be shikha, u'shlosha enan shikha. But three or more are not considered to be shikha. Mishnah continues, shene, hutzne, fishtan, shikha, u'shlosha enan shikha. If one forgot one or two stalks of flax in the field, that's considered to be shikha. He has to leave for the poor people. U'shlosha enan shikha. If he has three or more, he can go back and retrieve it. Another case, shne gargirim peret u'shlosha enan peret. When it comes to peret is a word that the Mishnah uses to talk about grapes, individual grapes that fell off a cluster and are now available for the poor people to collect those individual grapes. So the Mishnah says, shne gargirim peret. If you have one or two grapes that fell off a cluster, it's considered to be peret, and you have to leave it for the poor. U'shlosha enan peret. But if you have three or more, a person's allowed to go retrieve them, and they are not considered to be peret, left over for the aniim. Shene shibulim leket, u'shlosha enan leket. When it comes to leket, stalks of grain that fell while a person was cutting it down in the harvest, one or two, you have to leave for the poor aniim. U'shlosha enan leket. But if you have three or more, a person's allowed to go collect it. So we see a pattern here from Bet Hillel that anytime it's two, you have to leave it for the poor, one or two. If it's three or more, you're allowed to go retrieve it. And when we're talking about these numbers of two or three, the Bar Tinura throws it over here that we're obviously talking about if it's in one section. If it's in one section, that can be harvested as one. But if a person drops two in multiple parts of his field that he doesn't have the ability to harvest as one, he only drops two in each one of them, of course he leaves it as leket, or of course he leaves it as shikha, because in those scenarios, we're talking about each parcel of that field that could be harvested as one. If it can't be harvested as one, it's considered to be different sections of the field. Okay, Mishnah continues, El kedivre Bet Hillel. Everything we just stated was according to the opinion of Bet Hillel. So Bet Hillel is one who has that pattern of two or less is not considered to be leket or shikha. Three or more is considered to be leket and shikha. Ve'al kulan Bet Shammai omnim shelosha la'aniim ve'arba'a lebal habayit. Bet Shammai has a different number. Bet Shammai says on all of these things that we just mentioned, if you drop in terms of leket or if you leave behind in terms of shikha, three or less, you can't go retrieve it. You have to leave that for the aniim ve'arba'a lebal habayit. If it's four or more, the bal habayit, the farmer is allowed to go retrieve it. And we learn it out over here from the word, the machloket Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel, the argument between them that Rambam writes over here. We have this disagreement between them because Bet Hillel says that he learns it out from the word la'ani ve'lager, for the poor person and for the stranger, ta'azov otam, you have to leave it. La'ani v'lager is two different types of people. So he learns out that two, one for each of them, you have to leave behind. While Bet Shammai learns it out from la'ger la'atom v'la'almana, from the stranger, for the orphan, and for the widow. So there's three over there. So that's the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel.